Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. Too many villains, too little time. But the good news, Malcolm, the fifth candle of Hanukkah is lit. So let's go immediately to Vienna and enlighten our audience about what the talks mean right now about the JCPOA reawakening ambition by the Biden administration. The Prime Minister of Israel, Mr. Bennett, has been in a phone call with the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, these last hours, and the quote is provided by the Prime Minister's office. Quote, Iran is engaged in nuclear blackmail as a negotiating tactic. This must lead to an immediate suspension of the talks in Vienna and to harsh retaliation steps by the world powers, end quote. In response, among other things, the Secretary of State said, we'll know in a day or two. Malcolm, what do we know about the status of these conversations in Vienna?
First of all, that segue from Hanukkah into the battle for religious freedom against Iran. And it is a reminder, each of the candles remind us that we don't take freedom for granted. And the people who really stand in the forefront, honestly, are remembered through history. So the talks seem to be going nowhere. As many had predicted, the Europeans feared, I think America anticipated, but not quite to the degree that essentially they're coming forward with nothing. Their demand is that we relieve the sanctions. They're not prepared to comply. As you know, they have locked the IAEA out of the International Atomic Energy Agency, supervisors from key locations, including Karaj, where we know they're manufacturing more and more advanced centrifuges. I think a lot of the experts have come to a conclusion that we talked about already months ago, that breakout time is shrinking all the time and maybe a matter of to produce enough enriched uranium. That's not producing a bomb yet, but they have enough 20% to 60% enriched uranium to get to weapons grade for a single bomb, perhaps in 3-4 weeks, David Albright and others estimated. And some said in 2 months they would have enough for a second. And by the end of 6 months, it would have be up to have 4. So they're breaking out slowly. They're using all these talks in the interim period in which they delayed in order to gain time to expand their stockpile. They have 166 IR-6, which are the advanced centrifuges at the Fordow Fuel Enrichment Plant operating now. And a second set of advanced centrifuges is due to be installed. And then each of these means the breakout period becomes shorter, and it's all in a fortified place. So they're preparing to enrich uranium. Israel has warned the U.S. about it, to get to 90% uranium. They then have to master putting it in a warhead. We know they have the ballistic missile capacity already for delivery. So the nuclear enrichment has even got the Europeans to finally acknowledge that the talks are in jeopardy, that the provocations, especially of getting to 90% enrichment, which they are leaders in Iran are openly declaring that is their goal. And the State Department used similar language in talking about this being inconsistent with the goals of returning to the JCPOA. I think the conclusion increasingly, even of American officials, is that Iran has no intention of coming back to the JCPOA. They're just trying to seek to gain the time and gain the ability to release funds and to advance the nuclear program all the while as they engage in all of the trouble and problems in the region. So we're not talking about months and years anymore. I think that the more realistic assessment that Israel has long said, that we've talked about on the show for a long time, warning that we would come to this point. And you know, there's no reversal at that point of the progress which they have made. By the way, I saw an interesting sideline that when we talk about Iran, you know that it has the lowest birth rate in the Middle East now. It's 1.7 children per family, and people have their first child after 4 years of marriage and a second one after, I think, 9 years of marriage. I think it's a reflection of what's going on inside the country as well. And they're using the program that they don't care about what happens to the people. They're investing in it, and they are going to move ahead, I think, regardless.
Iran is not the only nation state that practices hatred, especially towards Israel. You tell me, Malcolm, that the usual suspects are up to bad behavior at the UN. What's happened?
Well, we've had a particularly bad period in the last few days, and think about the efforts at the United Nations to pass the usual slew of anti-Israel resolutions. It's the only country that is subject to this kind of onslaught of a dozen resolutions, all one-sided. So this year, they again introduced this resolution on Jerusalem. That's the title. And the General Assembly reiterated that any actions taken by Jerusalem, legal or jurisdictional, anything, are illegal. And the U.S. representative said that the resolution only talks about Haram al-Sharif. It erases the Jewish connection totally to the Temple Mount, and by that, the Christian connection as well, that it is really morally and historically wrong. And the language is really insulting to all of those who follow the tradition, which means Muslims as well. There were demonstrations outside as inside. The leaders of South Africa, Turkey, Iran, and Venezuela engaged in the most blasphemous attacks against Israel. And the answer given by the Israeli ambassador and other ambassadors, but we still saw a vote in the end of 129 to 11 with 31 abstentions. Now, this is an improvement because the last vote was 148 to 11, and this time it went from 14 to 31 abstentions. The UK switched from a yes vote 3 years ago to abstain this year. So we see this venomous attack. It does not, it attempts to erase all of Jewish history, the Judeo-Christian ties, and a number of former members of Congress, I think, synopsized it well when they were talking about this venomous attack that the dozen resolutions singling out Israel. By the way, all of this is based on money that the UN gives millions of dollars to the special committee to support the Palestinian cause, but also it reauthorizes the special committee to investigate Israeli human rights. It's the only country subject to a separate resolution. And, you know, U.S. taxpayers pay 25% of the budget. And after the Abraham Accords, I think we should be looking to see to that these things stop, and that celebrating Palestinian victimhood rather than really being conducive to real change should end.
I want some good news, Malcolm. Greece and Egypt are working together to make money. That's good news. How?
Well, they are working together, and we are seeing that they are starting energy cooperation, gas supply infrastructure deals. I think that all of these efforts that bring the countries, the democratic countries in the Middle East together, expanding their cooperation on the LNG. You know, Egypt has unutilized facilities for LNG. They can buy it from Israel. They have their own. Now the possibility of a subsea gas pipeline that would link Greece and Egypt. And mostly they got it from Algeria, Azerbaijan, Russia, and Turkey. They want to diversify. The signing of these memorandum of understanding is seen as an important step forward, and especially, I think, for the Mediterranean Initiative, which we have been promoting for a long time. They're also going to have undersea electricity grid connections via cable. So this is a positive sign of the growing cooperation, and I think the recognition that whatever people have complaints about human rights with Sisi, they recognize that he's a stabilizing force, and keeping Egypt stable is critical, as well as Greece.
And more good news. Germany has made a decision about Hamas. What?
Right. And they've closed the Hamas BDS bank accounts. And this is really important because German Postbank confirmed that they're no longer active. and that said that we're not interested in keeping relationship with such extremist groups. And this is Berlin's domestic agency had said that this organization, the Palestinian Community in Germany, was an umbrella for organizations linked to whose members overwhelmingly are Hamas and Hamas sympathizers. And this builds on what Britain did. We reported last week that Britain had included now all of Hamas and banned them. But now we have the funding that was coming via Britain for Hamas has stopped as well. So with Germany and Britain, both of them working in this in tandem in this way, I think it's really critical cutting the funding, cutting the oxygen off from a group like Hamas is so essential to being able to fight them. You know, as long as they have money, they can do what they want. Now, London is global fundraising center for the Muslim Brotherhood, the Hamas movement. They transfer the money to Gaza to finance the, these operations. As some said that Hamas investments in Britain in 20 until 2020 was about $1 billion. So this is these are very important and long overdue moves.
Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations on the fifth candle night of Hanukkah. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.